And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good afternoon, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm here with...
Your little brother, Jeff.
Yeah, you look different than from last week.
What, because I'm here?
Because you're here. Yeah, last week, my eldest son, Alec, took over the role of Jeff on the Fred and Jeff Show, and he did a great job.
And he is. He portrayed me admirably.
He didn't have the wit or the various types of words describing who you are, your sidekick status.
Right, but... right. I'm much more of a vocabularyist than he is. Right?
A vocabularyist?
That's a John Cena term. We'll have to have John come on the show one day and tell us the whole vocabularyist story. So thanks for tuning in to the Fred Jeff Show. Real quick, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Barker Morrissey Contracting, Five Star Pest Control, a made-to-order, Ronstadt Insurance, Tinderbox, Casa de la Luz Hospice, Temco Air Environmental, of course, Charlie's Comics, Power Women Investing, and our new sponsors, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona and Arizona Health.
Awesome. And we are broadcasting live from the Tinderbox in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, sitting here in the lounge with Big Mike and a sort of motley crew people.
Right.
And
did you guys hear that? Your motley crew. Nice, bud.
Motley and crew. And we're here at 5350 East Broadway, Suite 124, in the beautiful Williams Center complex, I guess.
Yeah, Williams it. Center. I think that's enough.
Yeah, and we're here having a good time.
Right.
And we're going to have, this is the fun part of the show for Jeff and for me. We get to, call up old friends and wrangle them around, trying to get them on the show.
Yeah, because... You know, what's funny is as the show is progressing, I find that there are lots and lots of people out there that have great stories. You know, earlier today we were here at the Tinderbox and there were two gentlemen sitting down and enjoying a cigar and just happened to start a conversation with them. And turns out one guy was a New York cop, retired on disability. Now he lives and works here in Tucson. Great guy, great story. And so as you walk around and talk to Tucson, because Tucsonans are so friendly, it's not uncommon to find people with great stories.
Yeah, and the cool thing is a lot of stories aren't necessarily here in Tucson. There are people who've come here from other places just because they love this community.
They love the old Pueblo, absolutely.
And they have really good stories to share. But we're looking forward to the second half of the show when we get to talk to one of our good friends, Bob Shelton, who was the brains, the power, the brawn behind Old Tucson.
Right, and... I'm dying to ask some stories about John Wayne and Dean Martin and all of those guys back in the heyday of Old Tucson when they made these fabulous movies that we've all seen hundreds of times and are looking forward to seeing again.
And, it's very funny because, a lot of people don't know the very first movie shot on location in Old Tucson, what Old Tucson was created for,
right.
Was, what, Jeff?
Stagecoach.
That's right. And
it was in Arizona?
It was Arizona.
Arizona wasn't Stagecoach?
No, it was Arizona.
Oh, well, then why did you say right, Jeff, when I said Stagecoach?
No, I said right to Tony.
Oh, hello, Tony.
our friend Tony Zim is here, friend of the show, and it was Arizona, and Old Tucson was actually created for that movie. And then people, obviously, the folks from California recognized the value of having a Western set in the Old West.
There you go.
And they started coming out here and producing more movies.
And they made some fantastic movies, all the way to... Rio Bravo, one of my favorites with John Wayne and Dean Martin, and Outlaw Josie Wales. I mean, there's just tons and tons and tons of movies that were made here in the Old Pueblo that I'm really looking forward to talking to Mr. Shelton about.
Yeah, and so we're going to have him in the second part of the show, but it's important to remember what the very first movie of Old Tucson was.
Arizona.
Because it may come in handy towards the end of the show.
The trivia question, so that might be a good answer to the trivia question. And don't forget our electronic companion.
The electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show is...
FredandJeff.com.
Now, this is something that we're working on, and when we first put the show together, we created this webpage, FredandJeff.com, And we put together, you know, the amateur web guys that we are, put together a fairly decent...
No, Fred, it's terrible.
Well,
it's bad.
It's got some nice features on it coming.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, another, a future sponsor of... Or actually, a friend of the show.
Yeah, he's a friend.
And future Jeff show is Jensen Consulting.
Right.
Our friend George Jensen is putting together a new web page for us, and it'll be much easier to use to be able to access all of the old shows right on the front page. We also, a couple weeks ago, we talked about how guests that we're going to have on the program are going to be providing us with more than...
More information
than what they...
Right, we can only get so much in an hour, and they've got so much information to share that this will give us a real, real good place to write all about these folks and the things that, you know, that are important in the history of Tucson. So, after our first break, we're going to come back here to the Tinderbox. We're going to talk to Tony. We're going to talk to Big Mike. And we're looking forward to talking to Mr. Shelton on the second part of the show.
Absolutely.
So, stay tuned to the Fred and Jeff Show. And don't forget, you can check us out, not only at FredJeff.com, but like us on Facebook, and you'll get good stuff there, too.
Absolutely, and we are here at the Tinderbox, 5350 East Broadway, Suite 124. Come down and visit us, and enjoy the show.
Well, I don't want to explain, I just want to unwind. I can't be any more than you already knew. But sit back, take off your coat, is what we're gonna do, yeah.
This is Lamont Hunley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community in practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lawn Quintana Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
You're not constantly referred to it if you had.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my trusty sidekick, Jeff.
Yes, trusty sidekick. I was sitting here chatting with Mr. Sheldon about the Ten Commandments, and we'll get into that in a minute. But
you know, it's funny. Jeff has all these side conversations during the breaks with our guests, and then we have nothing to talk about when we're on the air.
That might be a little bit true. Might be a little bit true.
Well, we are here at the Tinderbox, which is at 5350 East Grant Boulevard.
Broadway,
Fred. Grant.
Broadway.
Oh. It's Broadway Boulevard. You remember, it's the street that your grandfather named.
That's right. My great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather.
Yeah, so we are here at the Tinderbox, 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, okay. Suite 124, with Big Mike. And Big Mike is standing by. We have he just got back from New Orleans. From the cigar tobacco trade show, and earlier today during lunch we smoked one of the new products, the Gurkha Tribute.
Gurkha Archive.
The Gurkha Archive.
Jeff, you might want to take over.
Yeah, let me take over, Fred. You're out. It's the Archive, Fred, and it was very, very, very
tasty.
It
was awesome.
Very tasty.
So, Mike, is it nice to be back in Tucson?
It's good to be back home. Fred's smoking another Gurkha right now that's infused with cognac, and I think it's getting to his head a little.
Well, it's the Louis XIII. I mean,
yes, it is.
Yeah, you got to give me some break. Give me a little bit of a break.
So, Mike, tell us about the Cigar of the Week.
Well, this week, the Cigar of the Week is the Gurkha Archive. Interesting little blend. I'm going to give it medium to full on the body and the taste, and it's got a Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro wrapper. It's got a Nicaraguan filler, but the interesting part is the binder. They put a Cameroon leaf in the binder, which is Cameroon leaf is typically used as the wrapper.
Right.
It's a very thin wrapper that's got a lot of spice and a lot of flavor, and that's what gives this cigar a little bit of oomph.
Yeah, it's tasty.
A unique little blend, and I'm glad I got it, and everyone that's tried it so far today has loved it.
And this is one of the cigars that you brought back from the...
Yeah, I purchased at the show there, and they delivered it yesterday, and that's the Cigar of the Week.
Well, they are delicious. They are tasty. So
they're medium-bodied, the bold, and I smoked a Toro. And it was beautiful from start to finish.
Absolutely. It was. I spoke to Toro as well, and it was tasty, tasty. And just tasty enough that afterwards we went over to Monkey Burger and had a burger. It tasted great, too. So, Mike, any highlights from the show?
Many, but I don't want to talk about them on the air right now.
Oh, good
for you. Always good stories, always good things happening in New Orleans.
It's always the after parties when the convention shuts down, when all the vendors put their items away, and then you show up at the whatever party designated party spot.
Right, and that's when all the fun kind of starts, and it's interesting.
Good for you.
Good time is always had by us.
Good for you. Good
but
for you.
You know what happens in New Orleans doesn't necessarily stand.
Yeah, Vegas got nothing on New Orleans.
All right, very good. Well, the Cigar of the Week is the Archive from Gurkha.
From Gurkha. And it's a tasty stick, and it's buy three, get one free.
As always.
As always, and we appreciate your patronage of the Fred and Jeff Show, Mike.
And we appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
And again, we are at the Tinderbox, which is at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. Come down and hang out with us, have a cigar, talk to Mike and Tony and all the kids that are here hanging out, smoking cigars, and enjoying the radio program. Now, this is exciting for us because, you know, we've been here all of our lives. Family's been here for a long time. And we are here with one of Tucson's icons, somebody who, you know, really put Tucson on the map in a lot of ways in terms of movies and Hollywood paying attention to Arizona as a alternative location for shooting movies. Mr. Bob Shelton, how are you doing?
You're up, Bob.
Hi, you guys. Well, you know, everything old Tucson, I think, has come off in my brain because it made me late for your show today, and I can't tell you how many different shades of red I have.
Oh, no. You don't even have to worry about it because
right.
Nobody knew that until you just said that.
No, I got to tell you, when Fred told me that you were going to be on the show today, I was absolutely thrilled because I'm a huge John Wayne fan, huge John Wayne fan. Rio Bravo is one of my favorite all-time movies. The Cowboys, The Son of Katie Elder. I'm a big Duke fan. And so, you know, to meet you in person, I know. I'm dying to ask you your favorite John Wayne anecdote. Tell me your favorite John Wayne story. And I know you've got hundreds
of
them.
Well, I don't have hundreds, but I do have a few, and I'll have to pick my brain for a few minutes to figure out which one. You know, he made 7 or 8 pictures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Going way back to 39 when he made Stagecoach at Monument Valley, and then he made Red River down here close to Tucson, about 48. Then he came back in 1959 to do McClintock.
Right.
And, well, before that, he made this one that you like, Rio Bravo, which was a wonderful Western.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, and he has, then he made 2 or 3 more here, and, you know, he loved Arizona. And Arizona loved him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, just today I emailed his son, Ethan, that I hadn't heard any rumors about a John Wayne museum being put anywhere. And I said, you know, Arizona loved John Wayne as he loved Arizona. And I said, we would all get behind a program to help develop a world-class museum.
Oh, yeah, that would be fantastic. That'd be fantastic.
So that's something we're working on. I don't know whether we can get it done or not, but he deserves to have a great museum in his honor because he's done so much for the cinema art that it's hard to compare.
Well, I have to tell you, I'll throw my dad under the bus on this story, but the closest we've come to John Wayne was when our dad graduated from South Point, he went to school at Loyola. And he was a freshman when Patrick Wayne was a senior.
Oh.
And back in the day, the seniors hazed the heck out of the freshmen. And I'll never forget, Dad, to this day, harbors a grudge against Patrick Wayne, John Wayne's son, because he used to haze him just unmercifully. Yeah.
I know, Pat. I worked with Pat in a couple of pictures. He worked with most of his dad's pictures,
sure,
as you know.
Absolutely.
And he's a terrific kid. Or he's not a kid anymore, I guess. He was when I first knew him, but I spoke to him about 4 or 5 months ago. I wanted some information that they have a big company, called Wayne Enterprises that do a lot of reproductions of memorabilia about his life. And I noticed there's a new thing, a new bronze just came out of him on a horse. And it's being offered for sale through, I think it was in Wild West magazine.
Oh, that's great.
But I don't know. I traveled with him some. I used to go on a couple of personal appearance tours that he made, and he gave me his card, so that when the crowd got too big and he couldn't get to everybody, I would pass out his card.
A business card?
Yeah, a little business card. So I've got 3 or 4 of them left in my memorabilia. So I get a great kick out of reading about him and the new things that are coming out. He was a terrific guy.
Yeah, I can't imagine. So let me back up then, because I'm so excited to talk to you today. What was the genesis of Old Tucson? You weren't born in Tucson.
No, right? No, I came from Missouri, Kansas City.
And how did you come up with the idea of getting, rehabbing that piece of property?
Well, I backed into it away because I used to collect antiques, and I wanted to build a Western town on each end of the Santa Fe Trail. And so I had the location back in Westport, which was the beginning of the Santa Fe Trail.
Okay.
And then I came out here to look at the Western one because it would be something that you could operate in the wintertime where you couldn't operate the other one in Missouri. So I was here visiting a polo playing friend of mine named Jack Goodman, who was one of the pioneers here that helped get film started. And he said, Arthur Pack, a guy here that everybody knows, wants to have lunch with you because he heard you're looking for a piece of land to build an old Western town. And I said, great. So we had lunch, and he said, come with me. We went out to Old Tucson, walked around, looked at, talked about it a lot. And he said, why don't you take this place and rebuild it instead of buying something new and starting completely over from scratch? And, it made a lot of sense. It was located in a 29,000 acre park. It was 12 miles and 100 years from old town.
That's right.
So
who can forget that tagline? One of the best taglines in Tucson.
Beg your pardon?
One of the best taglines in Tucson.
Yes, it is. It is. And I like to take credit for it, but I really can't because it was one of our advertising guys came up with it. But it was great. And so I did that. I did a little survey on it, you know, the community, how many people went into Tucson Mountain Park and all that. And it's just, a lot of people thought I was nuts. And, you know, it was kind of a gamble for me because I didn't have a lot of money. And so I put everything I had in it, or was going to. And it worked out fine,
and,
you know.
And what year was that?
1950. I looked at it the first time in 58. I leased it in 59. Worked on it for about 6 months and opened it in 1960.
And was it just a big mess when you
got there? Oh, yeah. When I first saw it, it looked like bombed out Berlin because all the buildings had fallen in, the roofs were off, the windows and doors were out, and it really looked pretty terrible. And nobody wanted to spend any money on it, and so I had this feeling, and so we did a big rendering of it, what it would look like when we got done, and we just held our breath and jumped in.
Well, and how did you entice Hollywood to come back?
Well, once we got the place opened up, we opened in January of 1990, and an actor, would-be actor, but producer named Michael Harity showed up, and he said, I want to do a Western here. And so we did our first Western in February of 1960 with Maureen O'Hara.
What was
a picture called Deadly Companions
with
Brian Keith. And, of course, she was a delight. And she was a female, great person version of John Wayne, you know.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites, The Quiet Man.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I mean, that's just a great movie.
I could look at that 100 times.
Yeah, me too.
And we did a picture. It came off fine. They liked what they got here. And so in about a month, John Wayne showed up. And I was in town, you know, beating the drums for my wares, trying to tell people to come to Old Tucson. And I came back, and the guy in the office said, somebody's over in the plaza wants to see you. So I went over there, and this guy met me, and his name was Joel. And he said, I'm the production manager for a certain company, and we're thinking about maybe using your town for a movie. And I said, okay, we're certainly interested in that. He said, well, come around the back of the Mission and meet the boss. So we walked around the back of the old Mission that was in the plaza there. And I walked up to this guy, and he turned around, and it was John Wayne.
Wow.
Well, of course, I had to change my drawers when I got that. Well, he said, you know, he talked, had a big rough voice. He said, well, Sheldon, he said, I'm going to put a building over here, and I'm going to improve that one over there and put some windows in that one. And he went on and on, waving his arms around. Then he said, well, what are you going to do for me? And I said, well, I got a used Cadillac convertible, a pocket knife, and a wife who plays pretty good bridge, and you can have them all.
That was probably one of the best deals you've ever made.
Oh, it was. And then we became friends, and he eventually became my partner in Old Tucson. He owned stock in the company, and he loved there's a ranch down there in Nogales that's called the Wingfield Ranch.
And we're gonna finish that story right.
Oh my gosh! You know the time has flown by so fast. But yeah, it's time for the bottom of the afternoon.
So Jeff, we're gonna take another break, and Bob, hold on to that thought because we're gonna start right where you left off, and on the other side of the news, we're gonna continue talking about Old Tucson.
Subject to prior credit approval.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. A federal grand jury indicts former ace pitcher Roger Clemens for allegedly lying to Congress about using steroids in his major league career. Clemens denied the charges today on his Twitter account. Rusty Harden is his attorney.
We talked at length this afternoon. He issued this Twitter thing, their statement, and He's as upbeat as he's ever been.
Clemens left baseball 3 years ago after 24 seasons. New this hour, the U.S. Navy says it rescued 8 Iranian sailors in the Arabian Sea Wednesday. Units from the Harry S. Truman Carrier Strike Group were deployed. Haiti's Election Commission is scheduled to decide tomorrow whether singer Wyclef Jean is eligible to run for president. The CDC says the number of salmonella cases is expected to rise because of the ongoing egg recall. The agency says some illness occurred after July 17th may not have been reported. This is CNN Radio.
Weaker than expected economic reports out today. I'm John Lamb at Bloomberg World headquarters in New York. Claims for U.S. jobless benefits jumped to the highest level since November, and Philadelphia area manufacturing shrank for the first time in a year, indicating the economy may be slowing faster than forecast. Bloomberg's Michael McKee has more.
Applications for unemployment benefits jumped last week. That's up 12,000 to 500,000. Claims exceeded all estimates. Instead of signaling hiring is starting to pick up, we're back at levels that suggest recession. And a bad portent, these numbers are for the week. The Labor Department does the monthly employment survey, suggesting bad news might be ahead for the August payroll report.
Also today, the Congressional Budget Office predicted the budget deficit for fiscal year 2011 will be $1.066 trillion, revised up from an estimate of $996 billion in March. The Dow down 144 at 10,271, the S&P 500 losing 19, the NASDAQ off 37. That's a Bloomberg.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser
on a PC, Mac, or smartphone.
With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources
from anywhere.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
We are mid-sized businesses,
the engines of a smarter planet.
The explosion of data within our companies provides tremendous opportunity.
But we need the right tools to take advantage of it.
IBM Cognos Express is the first and only
integrated business intelligence and planning solution
built and priced to meet the needs of mid-sized companies.
Solutions start at $25 per user per month. Go to ibm.com/engine/Cognos.
Price assumes a 36-month full payout and is subject to change by IBM without notice.
What are some of the simple ways five-stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer-lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order. Woman-owned and detail-focused.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, And when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Viejo barrio, barrio viejo, en mi infancia te gocé.
You gotta love the Lalo Guerrero, you know? You gotta love the Lalo Guerrero.
You gotta love it.
You know, it's funny.
We're back, Fred and Jeff Show.
We're back, Fred and Jeff Show.
And we're here with our guest,
Bob Shelton,
right,
from Old Tucson. And Jeff, one of the fun things about the show is that there's an electronic companion.
Right.
FredandJeff.com.
Right.
Where you can go and visit, and we'll have to put some stuff up about Old Tucson on the website and some pictures with Bob here at the Tinderbox. We are at the Tinderbox, 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. They're clapping because the effects of the Gurkha and the cognac are slowly wearing off.
Your brain.
They've addled the brain.
So before we had the break, we were chatting about, I don't know, we've talked about so much stuff during the break.
I was talking about John Wayne had a special friend down in near Nogales. Oh, the Wingfield family, Ralph Wingfield. The fact of the matter, Ralph was a great deal like John Wayne in person. He was a rancher. They met on the picture of Red River. And Wayne had a big, Ralph had a big ranch house down there. And he set a whole wing aside for, called it the John Wayne wing. And so John loved to come here between pictures. And after he, you know, it's intense working on film, especially when you're a star like that, because you're always on camera.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, he'd come here, and all we'd do is play gin all day long, drink tequila, and then we and then we'd go across the border and drink more tequila.
Oh, that's outstanding.
And, he it was fun to walk down the street with him because everybody would lean out the window and holler, "Hi, Duke. Hi, Duke." You know.
That's great.
He was great with people.
Oh, I bet you he was great with people. Great with people. So, during the break, we were talking about the first movie made at Old Tucson was Arizona.
Arizona.
And it was completed in 39, you said?
Yeah, 1939.
And so they came out here. After those movies had been made, there were a couple movies made out there at the time, then nothing happened out there.
Well, that was 39. I didn't come along to 59 or 58, and it was 20 years in between. And occasionally a film would come along, but the place become in such disrepair, the only thing they could shoot with a little repair was the main street. And they did do that two or three or four times throughout that 20 years, but they never, ever became attached to it until we were able to take it over, repair the town, provide them with services, wardrobe, general equipment, and extras, and all the things that we could provide here, that we began to really cook on that. So we wound up on my watch about 300 films.
Wow. Well, and not just movies. You had TV shows, Bonanza.
Yeah.
And
we did, you know, we did High Chaparral, of course, was based here. We did Thunderwick. We did Father Murphy.
Did you do The Paladin out there? Was The Paladin done out there? Was that?
There's a little story about that. Paladin, they came in town to do, what was the name of the show?
Was it
Have Gun Will Travel?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, I think so, yeah.
They came in here, they were going to shoot a thing. They arrived on a Friday. It was in the middle of summertime and hotter than, you know, blazes. And so everybody told him, he said, "I want to go play golf." They said, "Well, be careful because it's pretty hot here." He said, "It doesn't bother me." So he went out and he played golf all day Friday. Then he went back and played all day Saturday. And by Sunday morning, he wound up in bed with, you know, needles in his arm.
Oh, he's dehydrated. Totally dehydrated.
And the funny story they tell, they gave him a guy, you know, there's a guy sat in the room with him in the motel room to watch him and take care of him. And he had this terrible blazing heat stroke. And they had a refrigerator in his room that he always kept in there for water. And he got up and staggered over there in the middle of the afternoon. This guy stepped out for a smoke or something. And he staggered over to the refrigerator, opened it, grabbed the bottle, the pitcher, and started gulping it down. And it was full of martinis. That some of the crew had made and left there for him because they, you know, they loved him and they wanted him to have the kind. He was a great martini drinker.
It's so different times now. I don't think your HMO is going to pay for a martini at the hospital, is it?
Back in the bed, needles in the arms, and they canceled the show and went home. He was just too sick to work.
Wow.
So we almost had him here.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Just a story. You know, my wife and I periodically will go to the Fox to see a movie or to see a show, and they have the John Wayne seat up in the top balcony. Now, apparently that's the seat that John Wayne sat in. And earlier, before we started the show, I was talking with Tony, and Tony was saying that they're going to show Rio Bravo this weekend at the Loft, right? They're showing it Friday? So part of the Tucson birthday celebration, they're going to show Rio Bravo at the Loft.
Right.
On Sunday. So those movies that you guys made out at Old Tucson back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, those movies live on and on and on and on. Those are movies that, you know, my folks saw, we saw, our kids are going to see someday. They're very timely.
Well, of all those pictures, I worked at a couple of them as an actor, just messing around. But I worked at a picture, and the first one he made for us when I was there was the McClintock. A picture they made, and that was the most fun, wonderful picture that we ever had working with.
Were you in McClintock?
Yeah, I was a cavalry officer. I called when he's in the courthouse, I called the court to order, and then when the Indians blew up the wall and run out on horses, why, our cavalry charge led them. I was at the head of the goddamn thing.
Oh.
And I was riding an old Nelly I'd never been on before. And so we turned up at the end of the street and headed east toward the big ravine over there. And the other side of the ravine is where they kept the horses during the show. It was their picket line where they fed them.
Uh-huh.
Well, this old horse had a mouth like concrete, and I couldn't stop it. I mean, I played polo and some other things, and I fairly could handle a horse. And they used to say, you know, turn them so their head comes back. I had this old horse's head in my lap, and we arrived at the big ravine, and down we went. And so I hung on to him about three quarters of the way down, and then I pulled him down. I went over his head. Fell in the lower part of the ravine. He rolled over me.
Wow.
Dust was flying everywhere. And I look up, and here's Wayne standing up on the edge of the ravine looking down at me with his hands on his hips. And he said, "Lieutenant, you're supposed to keep a horse between you and the ground." And I said, yes, sir, Mr. Wayne. What hospital am I going to?
And you want the one that serves the martini, too.
Later it did. Yeah. I wound up in the hospital, separated ribs.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't too bad.
That's a great story. I mean, making movies with those guys back in the day. They must, you know, playing gin, having cocktails.
Oh, film crews are made up of a lot of interesting people, and your guys are in the entertainment business, and you meet a lot of people that have great wit and fun, and they always mix pleasure in with all the work you do. And the film crew was like that. They were funny guys and wonderful guys, and it was just great to be around them. And, you know, I really had... I freaked out after a film worked with us for 3 or 4 months, and they'd leave, you know.
Oh, you've
and I was with
good.
Them every day.
Yeah, your friends.
And suddenly they're not there anymore, and it's just a terrible feeling.
Yeah, it's an empty feeling.
Feel like you've been abandoned.
Yeah.
So you're no longer an owner of the Old Tucson. What was the last big thing that they did out at Old Tucson while you were still?
The last big film they did in the 90s was with Sharon Stone.
The Quick and the Dead.
Quick and the Dead.
Yeah. And Tony, what was the name of that movie? The Quick and the Dead.
And the real big one they made there was Tombstone. That was really a very good one with Russell.
Kurt Russell.
And that was really a great film, as it turned out. They made that there, and then most of it down in Moscow. We had another town down near Benson called Moscow that I bought from CBS once. And they built it for a picture called Monty Walsh with Lee Marvin.
Money Wash is a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Absolutely.
And I turned it up there.
Yeah, there you go.
I work with them, and I loved it. They built this wonderful little town down there, and I wanted the thing real bad. And the guy, you know, you work with the production manager who handles money things. And for 3 months, I work with him, and every day we talk about my getting the set. And he say, well, we'd have to get $25,000 or $30,000 for it. But over the three months period, I had him down to around 10, you know.
10 grand.
So we're at the bar one day, and so finally I said to him, I tell you what, I'll flip you a coin for it. Yeah, I mean, I'll flip you. Heads, if I win, I'll pay you $1,000 for it. If I lose, I'll pay you $5,000 for it. He said, flip the coin. So we flip the coin, and it comes up heads, and I win. So at that moment, the phone rings over at the bar. And the bartender says, Mr. Sullivan, yeah. So he goes over to the bar, and he takes the phone, and he puts it by him. And he said, oh, hey, Bob, we do have a deal on Mescal, don't we? And I said, you bet we do. And so he came back, and he said, well, we better go down there and look at it because it just blew down.
So you took him, didn't you?
You talk about a gotcha. I really had it. But he was a great guy. He took the crew. The film was over by one day. And he took the crew, and they all went back down and fixed it all up for us.
Oh, that's great.
And we had it ever since, and have made 60, 70 movies down there.
Well, you know, Big Mike was telling us before the show started that his the guy that owns the Tinderbox, Mark, his dad, used to sell little cigars to Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
Clint Eastwood was down there. So
yeah.
So more fun with...
Well, we had Clint here for two pictures, and he did smoke those little cigars.
Wonder where he got him. Well, he got him at the Tinderbox over at Elkhorn.
Well, you're famous here.
So
well, we're going to be back in a minute. We need to take a break, but we do have our trivia question now. We have, as usual, we have the dozen roses from
the Mayfield
Florist, the Coleman Brothers.
Right.
And we also have the flag set from the Minkus Brothers over at Minkus Advertising Specialties.
Right.
And the trivia question, we've mentioned. Some of the movies that have been made at Old Tucson. So the trivia question, the first person to call in and tell Mark what was the first movie in the year made at Old Tucson will win their choice of either Dozen Roses from Mayfield or the flag set from Minkus Advertising Specialties. And we'll be back with some more stories with Bob Shelton right after this break.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff fitness tips.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest, located at 22nd and Craycroft, open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Monthly shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community in practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lawn Quintana Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
All right.
And we're back on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Not a Tucson song, Fred.
This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm here with my brother, Jeff, and we are at the Tinderbox at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, enjoying fine cigars, talking to Bob Shelton. Visit us at the Electronic Companion to the Fred and Jeff Show, which is fredandjeff.com.
Right.
And we're going to spend the last couple of minutes talking to Bob. You know, we are an apolitical show, but this is a really important issue for continuation for the re-bolstering of the film industry in Tucson, and Bob's been working on this issue for a while, and that's getting credits so that we get movies here.
Yeah, that's true. It's just part of the industry today. There's 40 states in the union that give a tax rebate program if a film company will come in their state and work, and that's big competition. So we have to have a program to offer the film industry, and so. We've been in touch with the governor and other things and trying to get them to help us understand that we need to vote on this thing. When they had it up, for the last session, and then they just set a push to the side and didn't vote, and they left until January. So we're hoping to get, Coangelo's heading up a new industrial committee type to help existing businesses and new business come in with different things to the end object, of course, is to make more jobs.
Well, yeah, but, this seems to be a no-brainer to the degree that every dollar that is spent generates more than a dollar.
Oh, yeah, it vibrates out, and it's great dollars because it goes all around. It just doesn't wind up in a given area. You know, they rent, they buy, they employ. I used to figure when a film company came in, if let's say it's $1 million budget, well, they would leave about 40% of that in our state, and that's pretty darn good stuff. So,
and that's found money.
They come in, they work for anywhere from 4 weeks to 3 months, and they're gone.
And there are a lot of people in Tucson who have the skill sets. I mean, we have crew people here. We have, actors. We
One of those crew people was you, Fred. Remember when you worked on Major League?
I was the second assistant cameraman for Major League. I filled that role when they were here filming at High Corbett. But, there's a lot of folks that get employed. They're paid a good salary. We have a large workforce that actually understands the movie industry and is ready to get going.
Well, we used to be in our prime here. We could crew three motion picture crews, and they lived here permanently. So, when we lost the business, why those people have to keep working? So they move away, and they go where the film business is. They go to California or New Mexico.
Yeah, well, Tony was just saying that there was a film shot in New Mexico, where it was set in Tucson, but shot in New Mexico. Yeah, that's lost revenue.
That's old stuff now. They don't do that anymore because they can recreate anything they want to. And they made that picture Last Train from Gun Hill, I think it was. We made that here in the late 40s, and they just made it again over New Mexico. So, you know, that should have been made here. We did it first. But the problem is New Mexico has a lot of tax incentives to offer to people. And that's why they go there.
Right. Well,
now we have a caller, Bob, on the line. I think, I don't know if it's for a trivia question or if he has a question. So, Bob, are you there?
Yeah, Bob?
Yes.
Bob, I have a question for you. Could you please comment on the current budget we allocate to the Tucson Film Office versus what you could do on about one half of what we pay those fools? Thank you.
Well, it's not that big a thing. You know, Tucson maintains a film office. There's about two or three employees. And in the old days when we were really busy, that wasn't even enough. But we are not getting films here, so the money that's spent on the film office as of right now is a little bit of a problem because the way the city treats the film office, they will not allow them to go to Hollywood and solicit business. Now, they can stay here, and when a film comes in, they can maintain it, they can service it, find locations, do everything they can to help them facilitate working here, but they can't go over and really hunt bears where the bears live.
Right, right. It's tough to hunt bears when you can't go there.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're almost out of time, and we really, really appreciate you coming down and spending some time with us.
Well, it's always fun to talk about the film business because, you know, the film business in Tucson kind of grew up together.
Absolutely.
We were in 1912. We were making films there, little one-reel film companies from New York crisscrossed this territory for years.
Well, we'd love to have you back.
Yeah, with the hundreds of films that have been made here in Tucson, there's probably tons of stories, and we're gonna get you back and talk about a lot of those stories.
Well, I would have consider it a pleasure. I'd like to be with you, young tigers.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Well, yeah. Again, we are at the Tinder Box, 5350 East Broadway Boulevard. Come by and hang out with us. In the last few seconds of the show, I want to thank Mr. Shelton, Bob Shelton, from Old Tucson. Thank my brother Jeff.
Thank you, my brother Fred. Thanks, Tony, for adding your tidbits of movie knowledge. Appreciate that.
And good evening, Tucson. Have a great night.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
What are some of the simple ways five-stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star 886-0045.
A made to order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs from one time, move outs, weekly, monthly, and on call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made to order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made to order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made to order. Woman-owned and detail-focused.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
KJLL, South Tucson.